reached the age of 17 or thereabout.
Listeners, on the mobile phone with me today is Hazel Martin, Arts Coordinator of Beverley Station Art Gallery. She is also involved in the Beverley Amateur Dramatics, which is due to perform the musical Boyfriend from the 19th of April to the 27th. To buy tickets, go to taztix.com.au/boyfriend, and it'll be a fun night out, a real treat for the whole family. The Boyfriend was written by Sandy Wilson, who was born in the UK in 1924 and died at the age of 90 in 2014. Now, he was a prolific writer of drama, and The Boyfriend was his most popular work by far, and it was written when he was in his 20s. Its original 1954 London production ran for 2,078 performances, and the British public and the Queen, they loved it, and it ran for more than 5 years. Meanwhile, over the years, Sandy Wilson was always disappointed that the same level of success didn't come to his other work. This bright and charming musical will be performed at the Platform Theatre in Beverley, which is in the Wheat Belt and about 130 kilometres from Perth. Hello there, Hazel, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. Well, it seems the town is vibrant. It's an arts centre and it's in a buzz about The Boyfriend, which is described as a light-hearted period romp. Can you give our listeners a quick summary of the plot, please, Hazel?
The musical, of course, is set on the French Riviera.
Yes.
In the village of Greece. In the roaring 20s, we've got Lady and Lord Brockhurst, who are on holidays, and happen over their missing son, Tony, who has fallen for Polly. On meeting Tony and Polly, pretend to be of no means, and in the end declare that they are both from quite wealthy families. The story moves through from the parlour of a finishing schoolgirls, then onto the seafront, finishing up at a lavish masquerade ball, which, of course, all is revealed.
Okay, all is revealed, okay. Over time, it has attracted huge audiences, this musical, and it seems to have the right amount of gleam and glitter. Now, given the range of musicals available, which is profusion of them out there, why did you actually choose this one, The Boyfriend?
Looking at options for a small regional arts dramatics group, we knew that we could make a big impact within our means, and we knew that we could make a lot of fun because the music will certainly get stuck in your head.
Well, it's actually upbeat, isn't it? There's about 15 songs, so it keeps you going, doesn't it? You can tap your feet all along.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they all come back to you. They all come flooding back, the memories of having heard them somewhere before.
Yes, that's right. Well, all the girls are full of excitement and they want to have a boyfriend. Oh, yes. And it seems silly and frivolous, but really quite a necessary rite of passage in life. And the finishing school of Madame Dubonnet guarantees a polished, well-spoken product. And the audience could be left longing for such a privileged lifestyle themselves. In fact, would you agree that it's all about privilege and frivolity, that play?
Well, I guess back in its day it probably was, but I think the way it portrays through the community theatre that we're putting on, I don't think any of that's taken too seriously. We're talking about a story of 17-year-olds looking for a boyfriend, but in fact our cast is made up of ladies who are, you know, well into their 40s. It's all very tongue-in-cheek. It's
yes.
All very cheeky.
Well, there's mystery here as well, the carnival time it is. And so there's plenty of flirting and laughter, all the very nice things that human beings love to do. So do you feel the masked ball is a perfect way to create intrigue?
Absolutely. And what a fun act that was to put together. Act three all comes together with a very lavish set of costumes at the masquerade ball. So to make sure that we were in keeping with costumes that were sensitive to what would have been and how they would have been worn in the roaring 20s. Community theatre really is all about hands on deck.
Yes.
We're all multitasking. Mm. One minute you'll be singing and dancing and the next you'll be building sets, sewing costumes, managing the marketing or anything else that needs to be done.
Well, I was thinking of the bell-bottom trousers and the waistcoats for the men and the flapper dresses and the glitter and the boas and the headbands and the fringes on hems for the women.
It's amazing with a bit of creativity what you can actually achieve on that front without having to go down the route of making everything brand new. We've managed to come up with some amazing costumes that will absolutely be in awe. We had our first sort of semi-dress rehearsal last night.
How many cast members have you got?
Look, we're a group of around 25. It's wonderful that everyone can bring something and offer something different. And, you know, even if it's something not within their realm, people have gone, that needs to be done, I'll get it done, or I'll know someone I can ask.
Well, my question here is, how do you get 25 people to attend a rehearsal at the same time?
Yes. We're rehearsing twice a week. And look, there is some times where somebody can't make it, or you get somebody who's ill or something, but we just make it work. We are quite a small crew, so on the average evening, we probably have, sort of 20 people doing various things.
All right. So how do you organise dancing on stage without people sort of bumping into each other?
Well, the Platform Theatre, which is an outdoor venue, has a nice stage, and so that's great. Very carefully, I must say, and I play Lady Brockhurst, and I've got a parasol that I've got to carry. All of those movements have to be quite well rehearsed and quite well planned, because I'm very conscious that I'm going to knock someone out without my parasol. So be on the lookout for that.
And of course, you've got all of those costumes that you've got to get used to, the whole sense of the spatial sense of wearing those costumes too. So
yeah, that's
very interesting. Yeah. Well, what about this Charleston? Did you have to get a dance teacher in to teach you all how to do the Charleston?
We've planned very simple moves. A lot of us are community members who just want to be involved in the arts. We're not dancers, so having said that, obviously the Charleston and other moves are quite instrumental to the show. So we have managed to choreograph some very simple but powerful moves.
Can you imagine, though, this play came out in 1954. In the 50s, it would have been doom and gloom after the Second World War. So it would have been wonderful for the people of that era to have something like this to go to.
Absolutely. Some of the issues that are in the play sort of probably are so far beyond where we are today.
Yes.
That I think they're probably glossed over quite considerably. But and probably a little bit of a poke at the wealthy as well. So,
oh, definitely.
You know, we've certainly had a lot of fun with it. It's quite interesting to see that the cast and crew, as we rock up, we're almost in character the minute we hit the gate.
Would you agree with me, Hazel, that music is an incredible way to carry a narrative?
Yeah, it is. And there is so much fun in the songs.
Yes.
And the songs sung well, and I believe we've captured that beautifully. You couldn't tell The Boyfriend without the songs. You just couldn't do it.
Well, what about the music? Did you use recorded music, or did you have a piano or something like that?
Oh, no, look, thankfully, one of our very first challenges, and when we looked at doing The Boyfriend, the first thing was music. because done properly, a musical, the music is live. We're an outdoor venue. There's one challenge already.
Yeah, but already.
So very, very fortunate. And like with any challenge that's come up within the process of putting The Boyfriend together, somebody knew somebody and said, you know what, I think if we can get Jane McCabe across from Brookton, I think we're on a winner. So one of us reached out to Jane, and thankfully she came across, and so she has miraculously learned all of the songs. She's playing at every rehearsal, hasn't missed one. It's just one of those examples that, you know, you just know the right person, and the right person wants to be involved. So once we had Jane on board,
yes,
we knew we had our music sorted.
Is she a pianist?
Yes, she is, yes.
It's a music hall genre, isn't it? It's got that music hall sound, and so it does need a piano is perfect for it, eh? Yeah.
Well, it certainly is, and Jane's managed to work with us so closely.
Yes.
Whilst learning it all herself, I will add, she has worked with us. So she's learning herself and teaching us. If there is an area that's of concern, we tweak it a little bit and make sure that we can deliver the best out of that we can possibly do. So having Jane on board has been an absolute godsend, and we couldn't have done it without her.
Yeah, so I was just thinking also, though, the settings, how did you manage to get that all happening?
A lovely couple by the name of Joe and Daryl Sims have heavily involved and have been instrumental in many, many, many productions. And I think both inaugural members of the Bad Group, which is Beverly Dramatics Group. Joe has been instrumental in all the costuming and the prop design. Daryl, her husband, has been very heavily involved in building it. Our lovely chairperson of the Beverly Station Arts is about to commence today, I think, painting the sets. Daryl's built these wonderful things, and there are a special name for them. I can't remember what it is. But they're basically sets that turn. So,
oh, gosh, that's pretty sophisticated.
So it's all very flash.
Oh, I see.
But we've managed to keep it very simple but very effective. And I think that's the secret to a good production with a small cast and crew. Mm. We've managed to keep most things very simple, but we've gone for maximum impact to deliver what we can within our means.
Country audiences are different than the city audiences, perhaps because they might be a little bit more appreciative, because some people would travel up to 100 k's to see the show, really. They wouldn't even think twice about it. That's what they'd want to do. And the sense of connectivity in the community is strong, and it helps there with the plays. And everybody's going around singing the songs, you can bet. And also the cast and the crew, they're known to the audience, which is a strange situation, don't you think? So there must be some very interesting responses from the audience.
I've seen various different audiences come through for different things that we've put on.
Yes.
The bad audiences, I say so bad is Beverly Amateur Dramatics. So the audience that come to see our shows in this term are certainly very friendly faces, their family and friends and extended. This particular musical, and like most of the things that bad have put on, our cast and crew have come from Beverley, Brookton, York and Quirity. We know that there'll be people come through from Northam and Pingerley, and we hope from Cullamunda and from Mundaring. Because it really will be a wonderful event, and everything that I've been involved in at the Station Arts Platform Theatre or Gallery in the last 2 years that I've been involved, everything is so well received, and people comment on what a beautiful venue it is. And the history of the venue is that it was built by community. It's on Shire property, but it was built by community, so and it's a lovely garden setting.
Okay, well, Hazel, let's wrap it up there, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
I will. Thanks.